Global markets begin the week with geopolitics firmly back at the center of the narrative. The dominant theme remains the ongoing U.S.-Iran standoff, with negotiations still failing to produce a framework agreement, despite repeated claims from both sides that a deal is close. President Trump attempted to calm nerves over the weekend, urging markets to sit back and relax and expressing confidence that a deal will eventually be reached. But the absence of progress and continued military activity around the region are keeping a geopolitical risk premium embedded across asset classes. In FX, we haven't seen much movement as markets continue to balance safe haven flows against expectations for peace and eventual Fed easing later this year. The Japanese yen has struggled to fully capitalize on risk aversion, with higher oil prices acting as a negative terms of trade shock for Japan, while the euro is relatively resilient after hawkish comments from ECB executive board member Schnabel, who warned that inflation pressures stemming from the Middle East conflict may require further policy tightening. Equity markets remain remarkably resilient. U.S. index futures recovered from an initially softer open, highlighting the market's continued willingness to look through geopolitical headlines. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ remain supported at record highs by AI-related optimism and still solid growth expectations, although sentiment has been tempered slightly by fresh U.S. restrictions designed to close loopholes that had allowed advanced AI chips from NVIDIA and advanced micro devices to reach Chinese entities through overseas subsidiaries. Meanwhile, a major acquisition by Berkshire Hathaway in the U.S. housing sector has provided another reminder that corporate confidence remains intact despite macro uncertainty. Commodities continue to be the clearest transmission channel for geopolitical risk. Crude oil has opened the week as the market reassesses, the likelihood of a near-term resolution in the Middle East and remains focused on disruptions around the Strait of Hormuz. While limited commercial shipping continues under military escort, traffic remains well below normal levels, reinforcing concerns about energy supply and global logistics. Higher oil prices are increasingly becoming a macro story rather than simply an energy story, with central bankers warning that supply chain effects and second-round inflation pressures could prove more persistent than markets currently anticipate. Looking ahead, the macro calendar now comes back into focus with U.S. ISM surveys, Friday's non-farm payrolls report, Eurozone inflation data, and Canadian employment figures all due this week. For now, however, markets remain driven less by economics and more by geopolitics, with investors watching whether diplomacy can finally gain traction in the Middle East or whether the conflict enters a more prolonged phase. That's all for now.